Chapter 40, Judas Iscariot. You will remember that we told you about some of the disciples of the Lord Jesus. There was Simon Peter and his brother Andrew, and then two other brothers, whose names were James and John. All these were fishermen, but they were good and gracious men after Jesus had called them to follow him. It is true that poor Peter was left to deny his Lord and Master, but he was restored and kept faithful until the end. All the Lord's people and true followers of Jesus will be kept through faith unto salvation, as Peter wrote in his first epistle. Now we want to tell you of a different character. And yet he was one of the 12 disciples whom Jesus sent forth to preach to the people and to heal the sick. His name was Judas Iscariot, and you will know that he was the one who betrayed Jesus to his enemies. He did not prove faithful like the others. How sad and solemn it is to think that there was one among the 12 disciples who proved to be wrong. This shows that although Jesus called him to go with the others, this Judas was not blessed with the true grace and fear of God. Jesus knew all through that he would betray him, for he knew all things and the hearts of all men. There was one thing that showed that Judas Iscariot was not a good man, even before he betrayed the Lord. You have heard of Mary, the sister of Martha and Lazarus. Mary so loved Jesus that when he came to their home in Bethany to supper, she put some very costly ointment on his feet and wiped them with her hair. Now the disciples were there, and Judas said this was a waste of money. The ointment could have been sold, he said, for 300 pence and given to the poor. This was his deceit, for he had no care for the poor. The truth was that he was the one who kept the money bag for the disciples, and the Bible says he was a thief, and no doubt he wanted the money so that he could steal it and help himself. Oh, how dreadful not to be honest with money which is put into our trust. But the love of money is the root of all evil, and this evil grew in Judas until at last he was the worst of all traitors. He was ready to fall under Satan's temptation and agreed with the chief priests that he would betray his master into their hands if they would give him 30 pieces of silver. The priests were glad of this and were willing to give him the money because they hated Jesus. Well, the time came when Jesus knew he was to suffer, and he sat with his disciples at supper for the last time. He told them that one of them would betray him. Oh, how sorry the 11 were! And each one wondered if he should prove to be the guilty one. They all said to Jesus, "Lord, is it I?" Then at last came Judas, and although he knew what he meant to do, he said, "Master, is it I?" Then Jesus told him that he was the one. Then Judas went out into the dark night. And oh, what a dark night it was for him. The others went to the Garden of Gethsemane, and Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, as we told you before. When Jesus knew that Judas was coming with a band of armed men, he went to meet them and asked who they wanted. They said, "Jesus of Nazareth." And he replied, "I am he." But then he showed what power he had, because he was God as well as man. This made them all fall backward to the ground, and they could not take him until he allowed them. But Jesus was willing to suffer, and after Judas had kissed him, he gave himself up to them. But oh, what a dreadful thing for Judas Iscariot! His conscience smote him now, and he went to give the money back to the priests, as if this would take away his sin. He found they could not help him, so he cast down the money and went and destroyed himself. See what a fearful thing sin is, and how we do need to be afraid of it. The priests would not keep the money, but went and bought a potter's field with it to make a burying ground for strangers. Now for the texts. You can read about this Judas in Matthew chapter 26, in Mark chapter 14, in Luke chapter 22, and in John chapter 18. Also in the 13th chapter of John, you will see where he is called a thief. Then if you read in the prophecy of Zechariah chapter 11, you will see that the prophet told us so many years before that the price for betraying Jesus was 30 pieces of silver, and that this would be given to the potter to buy his field. Then in the first chapter of Acts, Peter speaks about Judas and his dreadful end.